Yesterday we spoke a little bit about domestic worker pay and work experience as seen through the lens of the SweepSouth 5th annual pay and worker conditions survey, wherein they interview some 8,000 in South African and 100 Kenyan housekeepers, and they had a pretty interesting perspective. It was dire, but we thought it very useful to hear actually from housekeepers on the ground. Izwi Domestic Workers Alliance is represented this morning by Chedza Maphosa. Really excited to hear, well, interested to hear from you, Chedza, exactly what your experience is. Chedza, how are you today?
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much, ma'am. Won't you tell me, your experience within the domestic working or housekeeping industry?
First of all, I would like to thank the opportunity for having me on air. The experience which I've come across during the years which I've been working as a domestic worker, some of them, they are not very good. Because you may find that you are working at a place, and then when you are working there, you work long hours, and you don't have time to knock off, but you have the time to start work. But when it's time to leave, then it's a problem because you have to work more. There'll be lots of work which you are being told to do. And then the other thing is the food experience. Some of the bosses, they don't give you food to eat. You'll be working with an hungry stomach, which means you have to carry your own food from home. And some of the places, the bosses, they are very rude that the work they give you is they will give you a lot of work which you can't finish in a day. And then when you don't finish, they'll tell you that they won't pay you because you didn't finish the work they gave you. And
Chedza,
also,
how many housekeepers do you, domestic workers do you represent in the alliance?
I represent Easy Domestic Workers Alliance. I'm the
How
chairperson of Easy.
many are in the alliance? How many are a part of your organization?
It's only Easy.
How many domestic workers are signed up to your alliance?
Oh, we have many groups there in our group. As of now, we have got more than 400 people in our group, in our main group.
Okay, over 400. So this, when you're telling me this experience, this is the experience largely of 400 people.
Yes, some of the experiences, I don't know how I can say it because it happened to some of the domestic workers. Luckily, where I'm working now is not as the previous job which I was working before.
So when you tell me about some of these experiences, are some of your 400 members also signed up to services like SweepSouth or Marvelous Maids? Or do
I
they work
think
independently?
some of them they work under SweepSouth, some of them they work part-time jobs,
Okay,
you know.
I'm asking that because many of our listeners are worried that companies like SweepSouth don't pay you the full amount that they pay SweepSouth as customers.
I
And I
want
want to
also work
understand
there.
because we did ask, and I'll get to his answer just now, but I'm curious to know what your experience is. How much of this of a if I pay 200 and if I pay 350 in a day at SweepSouth, how much of that comes to you?
I think it depends with the agent. Some of the money, it depends with the hours as well. Others, they charge you 20 something rand per hour. But
20 something per hour.
yes, they charge you
So
20 something rand per hour.
hang on. So what, okay, now I need to tell you his response. So he says, the COO of SweepSouth, he says, when it comes to SweepSouth, we pay between 80 and 96% of the minimum booking fee. So he's saying you get almost 100% of the minimum booking fee based on the experience, but if you're a SweepSouth, you start on 65% of the booking fee in your first 2 to 3 months trial period. My problem is he's only speaking about the minimum booking fee, which is 4 hours. So if I book you for 8 hours, well, it's a long time, but let's just pretend I book you for 8 hours. So you get 80% of the first 4 hours, and then how much do they take out of the next 4 hours?
Unfortunately, you won't know. But if you discuss with the bosses, because I once worked somewhere, they told me that, I'm paying such money, but how come they're giving you maybe 200 rand, while I'm paying 300 and something?
You need to get to know Seta. That's how you're going to represent the Domestic Workers Alliance.
Yeah, it's like, privately, those people, they hire you, they won't tell you how much. Like they are charging
You need to advocate for access to those systems. You need to know.
I think we have to work on that as well.
Please.
But unfortunately, it's not easy for them to tell us that this is the way they do it. But when you talk to the employer will say, okay, it's better for you to come work straight to me than me paying them such amount. Why is you're the one working?
And then they say that they encourage clients to give you the tip on the app a little bit over and above. Does that happen a lot? Over the pay. So I know with my Sweepstar, when I used to use Sweepstar, I wouldn't do it through the app. I would just put it through a cash send. But do people give you a tip over and above the fee that they pay Sweepstar?
No, I don't think they give them the tip. The tip, I think, goes to the person who is hiring you. And then they just pay you for the hours you worked for.
My apologies. Sorry for that. Okay. Sure. Chetza, I think maybe we need a meeting of our own and we can continue this conversation in person and then just get a bit more data, a little bit more, you know, less anecdotal and a little bit more data-driven feedback from what's happening with the domestic workers. But I think I have a pretty decent sense of what happens here. But thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Of course, we'll have more time. Thank you so much. Chetza Maphosa is chairperson of ISWI Domestic Workers Alliance. It's 7:33.